Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to our very first Fireside Chat episode of The SKU View on our newly launched retail business hub called Retail RX, a one-stop hub to address business wellness. I'm Lauren Parker, director of the FMG Studio, and FMG, of course, being Fairchild Media Group, which is WWD, Footwear News, Sourcing Journal, and Beauty Inc. And I'm here today with Michael Appel, managing director and head of the retail practice at operations improvement consulting firm Getzler Henrich & Associates. We are going to be rolling out Fireside Chats every 2 weeks, but today we're going to take this time to explain what FMG and Getzler Henrich have created overall with our new Retail RX Hub and what you can expect going forward. Retail RX is going to be creating news breaking and fresh content over the next 6 months, and we'll be pushing alerts out with e-blasts and posts on social media and mentions on WWD and Sourcing Journal, so make sure to keep your eyes peeled. And lastly, Retail RX has full open readership access, so make sure to share what you like with your team and your network, and let's make it all go viral. So let's get started. Michael, always a pleasure to see you again.
Great to see you, as always.
You're such a renowned retail veteran, been in the industry a really long time. So let's just cue up this chat with some info on your background.
Thank you, Lauren. Well, I started in this business as a merchant at Bloomingdale's. And when Bloomingdale's was at its height, the 70s and 80s, I was a buyer at Hardlines, and then I ended up running the kids' business there. I'd spent 10 years there. And then from there, I went to a company called Fortunoff, where I was vice president of merchandising, and then started to run a whole variety of specialty store companies. And in the 90s, I started to do work with companies that needed improvement, were stressed, et cetera, and did a lot of work with Goldman Sachs. I went to New Zealand and ran two companies that they owned down there. One was the Garden Center chain, and the other was the sort of Crate and Barrel of New Zealand, and took one of them through a restructuring. And I then came back and worked with Goldman on Laura Ashley's North American operations, which was undergoing some difficulty. We raised $80 million to keep it going. And then from there, I ran a company called Mackenzie Childs. So, and from there, I started doing a lot of work with companies starting in the 90s that were experiencing difficulties. Some of them were healthy and needed improvement. Some of them were really stressed. Some of them were without liquidity, and also served as a financial advisor to bondholders, and that included the bondholders of Barney's, the bondholders at Casper and Ann Klein, where really the people that owned the debt were trying to figure out, do we support the company or not? So and many of those things worked out very well. Fast forward, okay, I also had my own starting in. In the 90s, my own turnaround and performance improvement consulting firm. And with that, I worked with many, many companies, including Wilkes-Bashford, the premier specialty retailer in San Francisco. Then in 2017, I was asked by a former client to consult with and then become the chairman of the board and then CEO of Rue 21, the 750-unit specialty retailer for juniors and young men's. And there I led the turnaround in 2020. And then in June 2020, I joined the board of Ashley Stewart, where I am chairman of the board. And in 2022, I joined Getzler Henrich, which is really the premier performance improvement, turnaround and restructuring consulting firm that's focused on the middle market. And a great firm. And we cover the waterfront as far as industries, but I specialize in retail and consumer.
Wow. I always learn something new. I did not know you were in New Zealand, so we're going to have to dig into that another time. But obviously, you have a lot of experience, and we're really excited over the next 6 months to really pick your brain. So we're so excited launching Retail RX. You know, tell our viewers kind of how this came to be and why the industry so badly needs this one hub where they can get all this information.
Lauren, I think that it was really a collaborative effort because we've been working together now between Getzler and Fairchild for 3 years, and the conversations that we've had, and the idea that there isn't one place that's sort of a repository of knowledge for the retail business that, you know, that focuses on performance improvement and restructuring. And with everything that's going on in the world today and in the fast pace of change and the influence of technology, that everything's real time, right? So we wanted to put together something that was real time, that was rich in content, and that really so many different companies, stakeholders, et cetera, could access to see what's new, what's current, what's happening, what the problems are, and our prescription as to how to address them. And so exactly. We're super, super excited.
And, you know, the name Retail RX kind of has these doctor vibes, so we might put you in a white lab coat next time. But, you know, Getzler Henrich works with, obviously, you know, sick companies, troubled companies. You also work with healthy companies. So kind of give us a bit of the scope of how you work with your clients.
Well, it runs the gamut, really. It could be a company that's healthy but underperforming, that needs an outside viewpoint in terms of how to do that. Of how to first of all diagnose what's going on, and really, you know, we write up the prescription as to how to affect change and improve operations, and that runs the gamut from companies really that are looking to do better, versus companies that are running out of cash, that are in violation of their covenants with their lenders, or that are facing a liquidity crunch and are really coming close to deciding whether they can stay in business or not, and what we can do to help them get through that period of uncertainty and stress. So, and we work in Getzler, which has been in business for over 55 years. Our focus is on the middle market, right? And the middle market is a huge market. It's really companies, you know, it could be $50 million, it could be $1 billion. But that's about our scope in that regard. We have great teams, professional teams that go in and work closely with management to affect change and improve the results.
It's also doing like a wellness check. You know, they talk about that in health now. You don't just want to wait till you're sick and then try to solve the problem. The whole idea is to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle and be ahead of it. And I think some of what we'll be doing here is kind of doing wellness checks and helping companies, like you said, diagnose what some of the problems are before they become bigger problems, right?
And I think the pace of change today, both in terms of what consumers are looking for and what's happening in the economy, and also what innovations and technology are available for companies to adapt. So, you know, you could be the most progressive companies that are performing best are the ones that have been most open to embracing change and to really always, always try to understand their customer or where the customer is going. Because, you know, today you have to look ahead, right? You can't look in the rearview mirror. The rearview mirror is great for context, but you have to look ahead and you're going to say, well, what's the world going to be like? What are consumers going to be, you know, wanting, and how do we make sure that we're ahead of the curve and that we, you know, we help our clients, be proactive in how they approach business improvement.
Exactly. So I'm going to run through some of the various elements of the hub so our viewers know what they can find on Retail RX over the next 6 months. So I'm going to start with, we have a podcast channel called Chatbox, and this is going to be a weekly podcast between you and Arthur Zakowitz, who is the executive editor of WWD. And I know you guys have worked together for a long time, so I'm really looking forward to kind of the back and forth between you two, and you'll be talking about issues of the moment.
And of course, Arthur really is one of the deans of the business, as far as I'm concerned. And his insights have always been right on point and really helpful, certainly helpful to me. I always, you know, love to to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, so I look forward to all your chats and everything. You know, as we said, we'll live on the hub. You know, we'll have new content at the top, and then, you know, former episodes will all be there for viewing. Next, we have a column or an area called Retail POV, Retail Point of View, and this will be articles, Q&As, interviews with industry retail experts, as well as the experts at Getzer Henrich. Michael, do you want to list some of who they are, or maybe just talk about, like, they have different areas of expertise that they'll be addressing?
We have we're a boutique firm, but we have a pretty robust retail / consumer group, and they include, you know, veterans of our Getzer, like Mark Sampson, who's been there for 22 years, and Rob Warren, who runs the consumer practice, and we work closely together, and newcomers, Lawrence Sachs, who's very experienced turnaround and interim C-suite executive, Dan O'Brien, who's been in the business for many, many years and just joined us. We were lucky enough to coax Dan and Larry to join us, and they have a wealth of experience in the industry, both on the debtor and creditor side, and then we have great, and of course, Dan Polsky, who's been with us for many years, who's a retail expert, and as well as an expert across other fields. And then directors like Sharvi Gupta, who's becoming very well known, has been recently honored as one of the young 40 under 40s in the industry, and has done a lot of work in retail and also other businesses as well. And Ryan Gross, who runs our Detroit office. Larry runs our Boston office. So we're spreading out geographically, which is great for coverage. And then we have, you know, our analysts and associates like Jake Ringelstein and Pierce Muscola. So we have a robust team. And if I left anybody out, this is like the Oscars, right?
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I look forward to interviewing everyone. We also will have an archive of articles that we've done on Getzer Henrich and interviews with you, you know, from the past. And we're going to have them archived in this same retail POV area for context. And it's always interesting to kind of look back. Like right. You said, you know, you always kind of need to have eyes 360 around your head, look back to look forward. So that'll be a place where people can look back and see what you've talked about, see what you've predicted, and see how spot on you guys have been over the years.
Yeah, it is interesting, because I remember we did an article when COVID was starting, and, you know, what's the world going to be like? What are the key areas you need to focus on, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's always changing, but always in retail, and I think with most businesses, it's right. You know, you really have to execute the basics, okay? The basics of your business. And that's the key to success, but you have to continually evolve, right? Can't stand still.
Exactly. And then two more areas. One is Newsreel, where Arthur and I are going to be pulling in related articles from WWD and Sourcing Journal. And these are going to be, you know, hot off the presses. So these will add some context to the content that we're creating. And those will all live on the hub. And then my favorite is called Mic Drop. And our tagline is, in this no holds barred column, Michael Appel gets the last word. So I'm very intrigued on this. And give us a little teaser. Are you going to be kind of naming names? And what do they say?
Judiciously, where I think it's appropriate for context. I mean, you know, when you go back, you can look at, you know, what happened at Bed Bath & Beyond? And what are the lessons learned? And what does that mean for the future? You know, I mean, I think that, you know, history is great for context. And also, we've seen a lot of marquee names liquidate in the last few years. You know, that's unfortunate. The question is, could it have been averted? All right. And they had brought Getzer Henrich in at the right time. You know, would there have been a difference? And, I do think great leadership, right? And as well as being able to utilize outside resources to help you in terms of dealing with business issues as they arise, it's a great combination and those types of partnerships. So, lots of stuff. And of course, we will be a little bit provocative, right? Because we can have a point of view about things, you know, in terms of, you know, what's in the news? What are people doing and what should they be doing? The whole issue of private equity, right? Private equity in retail and those types of things. So there's always lots to talk about.
Exactly. And, you know, we're also built a chat function on the hub where people can interact directly with you and Getzer Henrich and, you know, ask questions, maybe suggest topics for future episodes. So do you have anything to say on that?
You know, healthy interaction and being receptive is great. I mean, I can tell you stories. You know, I spend a lot of time in stores And it's so interesting to interact with customers because basically I've always said, well, if you want to know what's going on in a company that's, you know, that's got brick and mortar, you better get out there in brick and mortar, not stay at headquarters, because the customers and this and the frontline associates are going to really tell you what's going on.
Exactly. So we encourage everyone to, you know, who listens to our podcasts, our firesides, reads our articles to comment and, you know, chat. And we really want to make this like an interactive community for retail wellness.
Right.
So let's talk about the firesides. We're calling them the SKU view. And like I said, rolling out episodes every 2 weeks. So SKUs obviously refer to product. And obviously the SKU view is going to touch on, you know, retail, merchandising, product, planning. Explain why all these are getting increasingly harder and what you see for 2020.
Well, I think it's the overarching challenge for retail is the fact that, number one, you have consumers that have access to an incredible amount of information, right? And you've got, that gives them the ability to really compare retailers when they're buying, but also, you know, they're just more educated. And so they're becoming, you know, more demanding. I think the balance of power has shifted from the retailer to the consumer today, right? And so the retailer's gotta stay ahead of that consumer in order to serve her or him. And so, you know, that's changed things a lot. But I also think in terms of just the cost of doing business today, when you look at most retailers, most retailers today are omni-channel. There are some, you know, digitally native only, but most have found even the digitally native ones that they need to be omni-channel in order to serve their customer and make money. And so the cost of maintaining, you know, bricks and mortar, e-commerce, being active on social media, which is becoming increasingly important in terms of a commerce channel, again, and providing services to consumers that didn't exist before, buy online, pick up in store, ship from store, curbside pickup. All these things have added a lot of cost to the business to serving the customer in terms of also customer expectations. And I think that expense has risen faster than sales. So in order to be successful today, and the name of the game, obviously, is you want to make money, right? That's why you're a business, okay? Is that you've got to become more efficient in your operations. And in order to become more efficient in your operations, you really have to, today, you really have to embrace technology, all right? Because there are tools that are available today that are not that expensive to implement that can really improve productivity and better serve the customer. And they go across every aspect of retail. And, you know, retail's a complicated business, probably the most complicated business. It's not biotech, but execution is difficult, and you need terrific discipline and attention to detail. And so I think that, you know, the ability to utilize technology to attack all of those areas, it could be real estate selection, it could be associate training, it could be digital testing of product, so you're buying the right stuff in the right amount. It could be inventory optimization, pricing optimization. Okay, all of that is available, and continues to evolve and evolve quickly. So you need to be able, in order to be successful, you know, for most retailers, you've got to be able to utilize technology. It doesn't replace people. Doesn't replace leadership and great people, you know, in the functional areas in the field, but it's absolutely essential if you're going to be successful.
Speaking of people, today you have me interviewing you, but in the future episodes, you'll be interviewing some executives and leaders in the industry. Do you have a teaser of some people that you lined up or kind of people that you want to bring on the show?
Well, I mean, look, it would be great to get some of the titans of retailing on, all right? Today, that are, but also there are many people that are running really interesting technology companies like Xenophon, like, you know, my former SVP of data analytics is running a new company called Neatail, you know, in terms of, you know, being able to optimize performance companies that do very sophisticated traffic counting, all sorts of things like that. You know, from the, you know, I think we'll give you a great mix of, you know, big names and people that are making things happen in the business, that are on the cutting edge of technology, and as well as research and product development, et cetera. We'll cover the waterfront, because there, you know, it's a combination, I think, of, well, you know, there are people that you want to hear from that are well known, but then there are people that a lot of people have never heard of that are doing great things.
And this is a big question to answer in a minute, but, you know, 6 weeks into the new year, kind of what do you see as the state of retail at the moment?
Well, it's interesting. I think I was just at NRF, okay? And, you know, I got there on Sunday, and Sunday's usually not the busiest day. It was jammed. They had record attendance, you know, people coming out to see the speakers, and they, of course, they always have marquee speakers out there. Michelle Gass was talking, and the head of FedEx was talking, as well as tons of other of marquee names. And I think that the mood, my feeling was the mood was pretty upbeat. And I think the people were concerned that, you know, they were concerned that Christmas was going to be a debacle. But I think, you know, Christmas sales came in pretty much in the right on spot with the NRF predictions, you know, 3.8%. So I think that gave people a sense of optimism. And also, a lot of retailers have, you know, put, you know, more discipline into their inventory, so they're feeling better about that. And of course, we won't know until the results come out, right? Because, what did it take to get those numbers? And did you give away margin, or were you planning for it? And you did really well. So we'll see. So I think that there's, I would say, cautious optimism, right? People are not going to not necessarily be that aggressive stepping out, but they're feeling, you know, they're feeling better about the economy, which continues to be good, right? The you know, looks like the soft landing is happening. There's nothing to let us know to the opposite, unless some macro event happens that we don't know. So that's my feeling about it. And when you read the news, you read about how retailers are opening stores pretty aggressively. So that's usually a pretty good sign in terms of what's happening out there.
Well, cautious optimism, we'll take it. So, Michael, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. And we're really looking forward to, like I said, these next 6 months. And to our viewers, make sure to look out for Retail RX updates, which will be announced on eBlast and social media, like I said.
Yeah, super excited, and super excited to be working with the team at FMG, who we're a delight to work with, and, you know, are really the go-to place for our industry.
Great. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.